Manuscript Releases, Volume 10, Numbers 771 to 850. M.R. Number 809. Warning not to join Kellogg. Dear Brother, about 2 years ago the Lord presented your case before me, showing me that you were in danger of linking up with the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Instruction has been given me that your mind is certainly being corrupted in sentiment. Sometimes, when your assent is given to Dr. Kellogg's assertions, you bear testimony to a lie. And the recording angel writes it thus: unless Dr. Kellogg changes, confesses his sins, and is converted, the Lord will leave him to his own devices. I am charged to give you decided warning lest your mind shall run in the same groove. If Dr. Kellogg had heeded the messages which the Lord has given him, he would stand free in the Lord. But when he had light, he refused to follow the admonitions and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and he has accepted the influence of another teacher. Thus it was with Adam and Eve in Eden. My brother, whom I respect in the faith and message of truth, cut yourself loose from misleading influences. The leader of the rebellion in heaven is working to spoil and ruin the medical missionary work, to cause it to be corrupted by heresy and infidelity. Shall Christ be compelled to bear continually the shameful infirmities of his people because they accept the false sentiments proceeding from the first traitor in the heavenly courts? If the angels were deceived by Lucifer's ingenious methods of misrepresenting God, if Adam and Eve were deceived by his declaration that God was withholding from them the higher education that would make them as gods, is there not danger that men today will be deceived? Please read the first chapter of Patriarchs and Prophets and see if the precious truths contained in this book are not given by the Lord to protect his people from deceptions that are urged upon them just now. I tell you in the name of the Lord God of Israel that Satan is presenting his sophistries to ministers and medical workers, and if our people listen to these sophistries, they will become impregnated with the same false idea of a popular religion that will cause them to develop into gods, and there will be no place in their lives for God or for Christ. Just as long as men consent to listen to these sophistries, a subtle influence will weave the fine threads of these seductive theories into their minds, and men who should turn away from the first sound of such teaching will learn to love it. As loyal subjects, we must refuse even to listen to these sophistries. Their influence is something like a deadly viper, poisoning the minds of all who listen. It is a branch of hypnotism, deadening the sensibilities of the soul. I have not strength to dwell upon this, for I feel so strong an indignation against Satan and those who, with the Word of God in their possession, listen to the teaching of human agencies, who are intent upon declaring theories which they present as more wonderful, higher, grander than the teachings of Christ, the one who gave his life to save the world from Satan's higher education. We cannot afford to exchange Christ's teachings for the devil's lies. My brother, there is a work to be done by yourself and many of your associates in repentance toward God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ as the sin-pardoning Savior. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 11th, 1980.